Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And there would be those who would say the voice is the same. Human being is the same. It's the man in the chair faking. And if you've come with the reality of survival in 3D and that is all you have, and that makes sense, and there's nothing to dispel that, nothing at all. It's like you've put a shell around you, your heart, your emotions, your logic, all that is God inside you, and you won't let anything in except what you learned as a child is there. And past that, that is the reality that you have, and you walk from this place unconvinced, untouched. And why should you? You would say. Not aware of the multidimensional God that is within you, who may have brought you here. And you have to ask the question at some level, at some time, why am I sitting in the chair? Old souls are in the room. They are awakening. Some of them have wanted to be in this room for a long time, and they are here. They are acknowledged. They are welcome. They are starting to feel the energy, and they know that this is real. Now, I want to talk to the rest of you, the ones who would question this. How do I know it's not the man? There's an energy being developed right now in this room, and we ask you to feel it, and it cannot be faked. And it's an energy that reaches out and touches the hearts of every single old soul, if you choose to allow it. And this energy has a message that it says, our hand is outstretched at a time that you expect it. That the old souls in this room have one thing in common, that they have come for this moment. That on the birthbed where they could not speak and they had no enlightenment yet of consciousness, that even at that point, at the first breath, they've come for this moment. The chance that this lifetime would have an energy presented to them that was different than any other lifetime they had lived. They were done swimming upstream. I know who you are. I've mentioned this before. There are those in this room who have continued a difficult life, where you cannot openly say to another human being, this is what I believe. I think God is bigger than anyone was ever told. I think God is in me and you. And you can't say that out loud. It doesn't fit. Well, I'm telling you something, old soul. It's going to. The energy is starting to shift, and the tools that you have always had are starting to make a difference. Lifetime after lifetime, you would wake up eventually and realize perhaps you've been here before. You can't say anything to anyone, can you? And I'm going to say to you right now that this is the energy you've waited for. And it is not going to be an easy energy, for the old energy dies hard. But there will be those who will come to you without you saying a word and say, what is the secret of your peacefulness, of your compassion? There will be those who will work with you and say, I've gone to work and I've watched how you treat those at work. How do you do this? How can you be so easygoing with the idiots around us for the energies of drama, of anger, and you don't go there? What is your secret to this? And then the old soul can say, I've discovered something about myself that I believe. And you open the door to tell somebody something beautiful, that you don't have to be controlled by energy around you, that you have a greater energy than that which spins around you. You can control your own personality. There are those in the audience that need to hear this. It's time for you to take power, and that is not to swell up and go someplace and do something. That is to swell up and say, I am a peaceful part of God. And things can spin around me. And I'm going to start disengaging the buttons that get pressed of anger, drama, depression, sadness. Taking my power slowly of compassion, no matter what is in my life. Because I am in control of my own God self. Now you've been here just long enough in this state we call channeling to start feeling the energy in the room. There's an entourage here that is unique for every single channeling because it is your family. Those who you've lost and loved are here. And some of you know it. Some of those that brought you into the world are here. I want to tell you, for those of you in this room who've lost your parents, I want to tell you something right now, no matter who they were in life, I want to tell you who they are in death. They're your cheering section. And that is why they brought you here, for on my side of the veil, they have the mind of God, and they said, we're going to come in with you as our child, and we may not honor you. We may even disown you. We may call you names. So we're going to bring you in here because you will make the difference. And we can't. But the energy is going to shift. And we've said this before. Who then is the light worker? And you may not have thought of that. And then there are those right now who don't believe channeling is real. And I want to ask you a question. What if it is? What if this is real? What if? Are you going to simply cast out the possibility and say it doesn't suit what I think is real, therefore I'm going to shut the door and walk away from it? What have you got to lose right now if you were to open the door only for 2 days? And if it's emotional, so be it. For the love of God tends to be a bit emotional. And then maybe you'll feel the hand that's been outstretched all your life that says, aren't you tired of the way you are? Because the mastery and magnificence of who you can be has always been there. If you'll simply acknowledge the divine self. It does not come from outside, dear ones. It comes from inside. But you have help. No matter who you are, what you believe, the same number of angels walks out with you that walks out with the channeler. And you can call it whatever you want to, guides, angels, helpers. We are there all the time. There's an energy being developed around old souls that is unique for this time on the planet. You're not going to have peace on the planet without it. And you're the ones who are going to sow the seeds. The ones in the room, in every city. And there's a lot of you, more than you think. And we've said it before that less than 0.5% of the population of Earth has to be aware of this to create an energy of light that all will see. You're not heading for an Earth that is New Agey. You're not heading for an Earth where some of the things that you think are inappropriate will go away. You're heading for an Earth where you will shine a light and others can see. And their paths will change because of what you do. And the path will change in a way you don't expect. A softer energy. We'll talk about it tonight. I'm going to give you a summary tonight what's going on this planet, and I'm going to involve what is going on for Australia. I know where I sit. I know who sits in front of me. This is a message from that divine part of what you would call the other side of the veil, which has your name on it. I cannot explain this to you, three-dimensional human being. It is a multidimensional process where we are one. And in a state of entanglement, I know you and you know me. And maybe that's why you came to the chair. To feel something a little bit out of place to a three-dimensional world. You are never alone. There's a reason for you to be here, even the youngest among you. Age makes no difference. We're seeing the younger generation awaken because they are being born into another kind of energy. Their very DNA is different than yours in a way that you cannot see under your microscopes. My partner will explain even some of that. And so you have agreed for 2 days to be part of an energy. And if you pay attention to it, you'll leave differently than you came in. It's a beginning, not an end. For some of you in the chairs right now, and I know who you are, for some of you, this will be a life-changing experience. Just sitting there. Because you have agreed to have intent to change. And no matter what happens on this stage, and no matter what the humans do in the room, you have given intent to receive a message from God that is more profound than anything a human can do. And as you sit there, you will receive it. We even have a name for it. We call it the third language. You will be talked to, caressed, hugged. And you're a safe place. Very, very safe place. It's the energy you expected today. It's compassionate. It's loving. It's positive. And we know your name. And that's the invitation, to see it and take it, work with it, and leave differently. And so the meeting begins. These are the things that we wish to have you aware of today. Alone, never. We are so aware of who's here. In a moment, I'll be back. And so it is.